government okuwa kwa limu West Budama Central Jacob Oboth alangiriru wakubwa speaker kwa parliament mkuzogwe kuminebili oruna kuruwa lero elanga kono ilobululu bubeire bina anana kalala ononi alangiriru anisa balamuzi Flavian Zeija oruwe inumam oruwa okubala obululu obwabalo nzivitanu ikumi na mwenda elanga bo na baba kababili oruna kuruwa lero parliament mkuzogwe kuminebili uwechibine cha NUP Paulo Mwiru ngavua nuwe ifemujinja South East na agemi ya chupecho kubiri nobululu bubeirenka aga ato uwechibina echa Democratic Party President wacho iranga nomba kamparlament okupa kumisaza area la Lupese nobati mawo hafu ni obululu ikuminabutanu atengo obululu busato buo bufire.
Declaration of the Speaker by His Lordship the Chief Justice under Rule 14 of the Rules of this House, where two or more persons are nominated for the office of Speaker, person who receives the majority of the votes of all members present and voting shall be declared Speaker. So I now proceed to read the total number of votes called and those called by each candidate. The total number of ballot papers contained in the ballot box were 519. Total number of members who have obtained from voting, I have zero. Spoiled ballot papers, there are three. Honorable Oboth Maxon Jacob polled 441 votes. Honorable Mwiru Paul polled 60 votes. Honorable Mao Norbert polled 15 votes. I therefore declare Honorable Oboth Maxon Jacob, who has obtained the highest number of 441 votes cast, as the Speaker elect of the Federal Parliament.
Oruve inuma oruo kulangiriru wanga speaker Jacob Oboth Oboth hakubie vila hilo elanga President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni na abeirewo okuba atinga mugemia biedo kulesanga alikulamula parliament nka ni instruments of power elanga numuli nisa mwango iwangile Uganda bendera ya Uganda kwa the coat of arms.
I, Oboth Maxon Jacob, swear in the name of the Almighty God that I will at all times well and truly serve the Republic of Uganda in the office of the Speaker, and that I will support and uphold the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda as by law established. So help me God.
Era mukwogera kwe okusosenga speaker wa parliament Jacob Oboth Oboth ategeziza ati nakabira akaseera kena akatuufu era kibumba omu wikendi na ageze nga nalijja okuba speaker eidha okutambuza parliament emyaka etaano egiri kwirako yeyamye okuba ati nga alwanisa obugubuze n'okumakuma parliament neiwangira Uganda ngwazabuzi bona bona. Oboth Oboth asanukire ino President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni olw'okumutaama obwesigwa n'okumugemya yafeesi y'obwa speaker edetyo era yasubiza nti eida kuba speaker wa buli mubaka mu parliament ey'omukuzogwe kumi n'ebiri onategeeziza ati alina empagi musanvu teyida okuba ate ng'atambulirako ng'ali kulembera parliament ya Uganda.
We are aware of what has been going through. I pledge a corruption-free parliament. Under my leadership, we will cultivate a culture of absolute integrity and zero tolerance to corruption, anchored in President Museveni's clarion call for corruption-free parliament in the next 5 years. Accountability begins with us. In the next 5 years, we will hold the executive and other government bodies accountable. But we must start with ourselves. As they say, charity begins at home. We cannot hide from accountability of government resources, yet we expect it from other agencies and departments. That will not work. Three, evidence and research-based debate. Under my leadership, the floor of parliament will not be a theater for hearsay or grandstanding. Our debates must be grounded in hard facts, data, and sound research.
Thomas Tayebwa alangirirwa nga amyuka omukubiriza olukiiko olukulu olw'eiwangira Uganda nga ni parliament y'omukuzogwe kumi n'ebiri onaafunye obululu bubeire 457 ate ng'agemya ekifo ekyokubiri n'omubaka omukazi okuvaako ali mu kibuga ekya Hoima ayitibwa Asinansi Nyakato afunye obululu 45 omubaka omukazi okuvaako mu disitulikiti ye Dokolo bamweta Abuti Salah onaafunye obululu 15 era ng'ono ali eserina lye ni Sandwa Alum omubaka omukazi okuvaako mu disitulikiti ye Oyam Tayebwa alangirirwa ng'omuwanguzi era yategeeza ati n'akaseera ke n'akatuufu okuba ati ng'alwanisa obugubuze.
I also advise you whenever necessary or call the phone. to my colleagues in the opposition and all of you honorable members, in all of us, if all of us have the same mission to get our people out of poverty, you will find in me a deputy speaker to work with. If our mission is to transform our country in a bipartisan manner, you will find me a speaker you will easily work with. Let us focus, as our president has advised us, on the issue of what is the problem of Uganda, lifting our people out of poverty. How do we do it? By working together and supporting the government in its appropriation proposals, in its legislative proposals, and then we hold them accountable through oversight. I promise, honorable colleagues, that I know all the corners of the house. I know where we need to clean up.
President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni ategeeziza ati ababa kulembeza abanafu okusingala mu parliament y'omukuzo gwe 12 baida kuba atenga babingibwa abali kulemererwa okuba atengwa kule sente ekateeka ya PDM kwate kwente ekateeka edindi government diatawo okutola bana Uganda mbwavo bono okuba atengwa dita munkola. President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni akuba ati ekimala kimala takaenda bakulembeze abali yawo abakola ebintu na galale era baleka abantu baibwenga bali mbwavo bo aya atenga government ebiliyo nente kateke denda ulo nini yena yogerero ku parliament una kulwa lero nga bakamala okulonda speaker.
Said the vice president, the right honorable prime minister, honorable, enough is enough. Every so-called leader must use the government program to eradicate poverty and create jobs. Jobs are created by wealth. Obugaga bwebusale ebirimu. Lonyo is the one producing teach. Teach comes from Lonyo. You cannot have teach without knowing, without wealth. So I'm now in very bad mood because the capital is there. So in the past, I had my case was not so strong because people would say, "How do we start? Like to see me? How do I start?" But it is now.